Imagine arriving home exhausted after a long day, only to slip between sheets still warm from someone else's body, someone you've never actually met. This is the reality for Tiffy Moore and Leon Twomey, two Londoners whose desperate circumstances lead them to an unconventional housing arrangement. Tiffy, a quirky publishing assistant fleeing a toxic relationship, needs affordable housing in London's impossible rental market. Leon, a night shift palliative care nurse, needs extra income to fund his wrongfully imprisoned brother's legal appeal. Their solution? Share not just a flat, but a bed, with Tiffy occupying it nights and weekends, Leon during weekdays while she's at work. They'll never cross paths. What begins as a purely practical arrangement, complete with strict rules about sides of the bed and sheet-changing protocols, gradually transforms into something neither expected. Their personalities emerge through post-it notes stuck to the fridge and letters tucked under pillows. Leon's terse, economical messages, "Shower broken, sorry," contrast with Tiffy's exuberant, space-consuming scrawls. They leave each other homemade food, develop inside jokes about the Fox family living in flat 2, and slowly begin sharing their deepest worries and dreams, all without ever meeting face to face. Both protagonists carry significant emotional baggage. Tiffy is recovering from a relationship with Justin, whose abuse evolved from charming attentiveness to sophisticated manipulation. He would move her belongings and deny doing so, dismiss her memories, and isolate her from friends. His control extended to her wardrobe through backhanded compliments and ruining clothes he disliked. Though separated, Justin still appears at her professional events, claiming coincidence. Leon's burdens differ but are equally heavy. His brother Richie's wrongful imprisonment drains his finances and attention. His childhood featured abandonment. His father left when he was 8, and his mother sought validation through destructive relationships. Her boyfriend, Wiz, inflicted emotional abuse that left Leon with deep trust issues. Even his girlfriend, Kay, struggles to breach his emotional walls. These experiences create barriers to intimacy. Leon keeps everyone except Richie at arm's length, while Tiffy's trauma triggers panic attacks during intimate touch. As their connection deepens, both must confront their fears about trust and vulnerability. What makes this story captivating is how Leon and Tiffy's relationship develops entirely through written exchanges. Their notes begin as practical communications, "Please put the toilet seat down," or "Mushroom stroganoff in fridge, help yourself," but gradually evolve into something deeply personal. Through these paper conversations, their personalities unfold. Leon's messages are sparse, reflecting his introverted nature, while Tiffy's overflow with enthusiasm. They share embarrassing stories and develop private jokes that create an intimate language. This correspondence reveals vulnerabilities that might remain hidden face to face. Leon writes about his fears for Richie, while Tiffy gradually discloses Justin's emotional manipulation. Their relationship also manifests in acts of care, Tiffy's homemade oat bars, Leon's prepared meals. When Tiffy discovers Leon's collection of hand-knitted scarves from an elderly patient, she connects her crochet author with Leon's hospice. As Mr. Pryor observes, letter writing can be quite intimate, even when they're just post-its. After months of note exchanges, Leon and Tiffy's first in-person meeting is hilariously awkward. Tiffy returns home early to find a shirtless Leon in their bathroom, far from their carefully crafted written interactions. Their collision leaves both mortified, with Leon flustered and Tiffy knocking over toiletries in her hasty retreat. This encounter transforms their dynamic. Their once effortless written correspondence becomes self-conscious, with every note scrutinized for hidden meaning. Leon debates whether adding a smiley face seems too familiar, while Tiffy finds herself studying his left-handed scrawl, noticing how it becomes messier after night shifts. Their relationship deepens through meaningful moments. Leon rescuing Tiffy from a swimming cramp during their Brighton trip to find Mr. White's lost love, and their intimate overnight stay at the Seaview Inn, sharing childhood stories until an almost kiss. What makes their connection special is their intuitive understanding. Leon giving Tiffy space, yet remaining present during her thunderstorm panic attack, and Tiffy responding to bad news about Richie's appeal with a war room of legal research rather than empty words. As their connection deepens, both must confront their past relationships. Leon recognizes his relationship with Kay lacks genuine connection, choosing his brother's case over her. This breakup frees him to explore his feelings for Tiffy. Tiffy's journey is more difficult. Through counseling, she recognizes Justin's emotional abuse and how he undermined her confidence. When Justin reappears with a manipulative public proposal, she finally rejects him. Their relationship faces crisis when a viral video misinterprets Justin's proposal. Leon's assumption that Tiffy would return to Justin reveals his insecurities about love, stemming from his mother's harmful relationships. Tiffy is devastated by his lack of trust. What saves them is honest communication. When they reconnect, they acknowledge their fears but choose trust. Tiffy realizes if she lets fear control her, then Justin wins. Leon decides against being the sort of man who'd never walk through those doors. Their decision represents choosing vulnerability over safety and hope over fear. Beyond the central romance, the flatshare celebrates how unexpected connections transform lives. Leon's search for Johnny White, the lost love of his elderly patient, Mr. Pryor, evolves from subplot to profound significance. When Johnny finds Mr. Pryor after 60 years, arriving days before his death, it creates one of the novel's most touching moments, reminding us to act on love while time remains. Richie's wrongful imprisonment storyline intertwines when Tiffy's friend Gertie takes his case. Her investigation uncovers evidence leading to his exoneration, changing both his and Leon's lives through Tiffy's research skills and Leon's medical knowledge. The collaboration between Catherine, Tiffy's eccentric crochet author, and Mr. Pryor shows how chance encounters yield extraordinary outcomes, transforming Catherine's craft book into a viral sensation while giving Mr. Pryor purpose in his final months. These interconnected relationships emphasize the novel's message. Life's most meaningful moments arise from unexpected connections. The practical flatshare becomes a catalyst for relationships that heal trauma and transform lives. The concept of home evolves from physical space to emotional connection. Initially, the flat serves practical purposes: escape for Tiffy, income for Leon's legal fees. They transform their shared space. Tiffy brings color, personality, and warmth through cushions and baked goods, while Leon contributes stability, order, and thoughtful notes. The Brixton blanket, first disliked by Leon but later cherished, symbolizes their changing relationship. Their strictly divided sides of the bed represent a boundary that gradually dissolves as they choose to share the space. What was once separation becomes intimate connection. When Justin violently attempts to break in, their sanctuary becomes threatened. The dented door marks the boundary between safety and danger. Richie's arrival and protective barricading restores this boundary. In the epilogue, Leon proposes through a treasure hunt, saying, "You are home. The bed, the flat, it was never home until you were there, Tiffy." True home exists not in physical spaces, but in connections with people who make us safe, accepted, and loved.